Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 4 of Haggai chapter 2. But now, take courage, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Take courage also, Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And all you people of the land, take courage, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of armies. As for the promise which I made you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit remains in your midst. Do not fear, for this is what the Lord of armies says. Once more, in a little while, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea also, and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all nations, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of armies. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of armies. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of armies. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of armies.
Farming requires hard work, from plowing to planting to harvest. But as the farmer looks at an unplowed field, the work begins in his imagination long before the first seed is ever planted. The farmer must hope for a good end, a rich harvest, and that hope fuels his hard work when the end is not in sight. The Jews who returned to Jerusalem after almost 70 years in exile faced a similar dilemma. They found ruins where their beautiful temple once stood, and rebuilding it seemed impossible. The people needed hope to renew their imaginations for the hard work ahead. I am with you, God said, giving them the hope of his presence and power. He stirred up the spirit of Israel's leaders, Zerubbabel and Joshua, and also did the same for the people. Then he gave a word of waiting, saying that things would change in a little while. For them to see the glory ahead, God told them to take courage and work. Then he promised, "The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former. In this place I will give peace." When our own hopes for the future weaken, those of us who are believers can remember that God's plan to make the latter glory greater also applies to us. He redeems all things, even those that seem unredeemable. So we can take courage in his promises and work in his strength.